This is Radio Nepal. I am T.K. Prasad Khadga with news, the headlines first. Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Olu returns home concluding his official visit to Thailand and participating BIMSTEC summit. Prime Minister says his meeting with Indian counterpart Narendra Modi was constructive, covering areas for further deepening Nepal-India relations. Rashtriya Swatantra Party President Ravi Lamisani taken to Bhairawa following his arrest in cooperative fraud case. Police say Lamisani will be sent to jail after presenting him before court on Monday. And U.S. President Donald Trump's global tariff takes effect in dramatic U.S. trade shift. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Olu has returned home today after completing an official visit to Thailand and attending the 6th BIMSTEC summit. In a press conference organized at the Tiribhuvan International Airport upon his return from Thailand visit today, Prime Minister Olu said his visit and attendance in the BIMSTEC summit was very successful and meaningful. The Prime Minister also claimed that his visit to Thailand has raised the bilateral relations to a new height. The head of the government added that the fruitful discussion was held with the Thai Prime Minister on forwarding regional and multi-sectoral cooperation and collaboration. Similarly, Memorandum of Understanding MOUs were signed between the two countries on exchange of support in culture and tourism fronts. Prime Minister Olu also invited the Thai Prime Minister Sinawatra for Nepal visit and expected her visit soon. During his address to the 6th BIMSTEC summit, Prime Minister Olu set light on various pressing issues of regional and global concerns like economic inequality, rising economic risk and political instability. Prime Minister Olu further said that he also invited the BIMSTEC member countries' heads for the participation in the first edition of Sagarmatha Sambad, going to be organized by Nepal in order to hold discussion on climate change and other regional and international issues. During the meeting with Nepali and Thai entrepreneurs in course of his visit, Prime Minister Olu urged them to invest in Nepal. During BIMSTEC summit, Prime Minister Olu also held meetings with his counterparts and leaders, including Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Leading a Nepali delegation, Prime Minister Olu had left for Thailand on the 1st of April for the official visit at the cordial invitation of Thai Prime Minister Phaethongchan Sinawat and to attend the 6th BIMSTEC summit. Meanwhile, responding to media queries, Prime Minister Olu said that the meeting with his Indian counterpart was fruitful. During the meeting, Prime Minister Olu expressed a determination to further deepen Nepal-India relations. According to the Prime Minister, both of them this time made an understanding to hold dialogue to settle any problems surfaced between the two countries. The Prime Minister also reminded that the Indian Prime Minister would not be able to attend the Sagarmatha Sambad in Nepal due to his already scheduled program for Europe. On a different note, the head of the government also said that the teachers' concerns will be solved through dialogue with them. Rashtriya Swatantra Party President Ravi Lamisani, who has been arrested from Kathmandu in a cooperative fraud case, has been taken to Bhairawa this morning. He has been kept at the district police office in Rupandehi. Lamisani, who was arrested from his residence in Budanilakanta on Friday, was taken into custody at the district police range in Kathmandu. SP Ranjit Singh Rathore of the district police office Rupandehi said that Lamisani will be sent to jail after presenting him in court on Monday. A division bench of justices Ramesh Thakal and Swikriti Prajuli of the Butwal bench of the Tulsipur High Court on Friday overturned a decision of the Rupandehi district court. The district court earlier had released Lamisani on bail, who has been alleged for misappropriating funds of Supreme Savings and Cooperatives. Meanwhile, the Rashtriya Swatantra Party has assigned its Vice President D.P. Arial with its responsibility of acting president. The decision was taken by the Central Secretariat of the party following the arrest of its President Ravi Lamisani on Friday evening. Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supplies, Damodar Bhandari, has underlined the need for reducing trade loss to China. In his address to the 25th Annual General Meeting of the Nepal Trans-Himalayan Commerce Association in Kathmandu today, Minister Bhandari viewed that Nepal could focus on the special products like medicinal herbs, handicrafts, agricultural items and already ready-made clothes for export. The minister also informed that slight flexibility was maintained in foreign exchange policy to facilitate Nepali traders in China. This news comes from Daily Nepal. It's time for a short break.
जहाँ जाऊँ कनेक्टेड रहोस इंटरनेट मसाब कर दोस
डेटा वॉइस एसएमएस
सबै यसबाट नै पाउनुस
नेपाल टेलिकम को सहुलियत दरका प्याकेजहरू खरिद गर्न *1415# हैश डायल गर्नुहोस्
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम बैक नाउ द रिमेनिंग न्यूज The Committee for the Recommendation of the Names of the Chairperson and Members of the Transitional Justice Mechanism has requested the public to provide their opinions and suggestions on the selection process of the office bearers. The committee has been formed by the government to recommend names for the office bearers of the Commission for Investigation of Enforced Disappeared Persons and the Truth and Reconciliation Commission. The committee has sought feedback on the draft of the selection process for the recommendation of the names of the chairperson and members of the two commissions. According to committee's spokesperson, Dr. Lily Thapa, suggestions and feedbacks on the draft can be sent by the 10th of April. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. U.S. President Donald Trump's widest ranging tariffs to date took effect Saturday in a move which could trigger retaliation and escalating trade tensions that could upset the global economy, APF News Agency reports. A 10% baseline tariff came into place past midnight, hitting most U.S. imports except goods from Mexico and Canada as Trump invoked emergency economic powers to address perceived problems with the country's trade deficits. The trade gaps, said the White House, were driven by an absence of reciprocity in relationship and other policies like exorbitant value-added tax. Similarly, around 60 trading partners, including the European Union, Japan and China, are set to face even higher rates tailored to each economy. Already, Trump's served 34% tariff on Chinese goods, set to kick in the next week, triggering Beijing's announcement of its own 34% tariff on U.S. products from the 10th of April. Thousands of people have taken to the streets in South Korea to protest against the removal of former President Yoon Suk-yeol over his bungled martial law declaration, Al Jazeera says. South Korea's Constitutional Court on Friday unanimously ruled to remove Yoon over the December 3rd attempt to subvert civilian rule, triggering elections to be held by the June after months of political turmoil in the country. A long wait for the court's ruling had heightened tensions in the Asian nation, prompting far-right support for Yoon and weekly rival rallies in capital Seoul. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas of Kusi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light rain or thunder and lightning is likely to occur at one or two places of the hilly regions of Gandaki province. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli returns home concluding his official visit to Thailand and participating BIMSTEC summit. Prime Minister says his meeting with Indian counterpart Narendra Modi was constructive, covering areas for further deepening Nepal-India relations. Rashtriya Swatantra Party President Ravi Lamisani taken to Bhairawa following his arrest in cooperative fraud case. Police say Lamisani will be sent to jail after presenting him before court on Monday. And U.S. President Donald Trump's global tariff takes effect in dramatic U.S. trade shift. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.